Well, it's April the 3rd, and this week we'll be taking a look at two events in the United States, the A&A Inspiration, which of course is the first major championship in the world of golf anywhere, ahead of next week's Masters tournament. The women get to play their first major of the year this week. And we'll also take a look at the Valero Texas Open in San Antonio in Texas. We're just a week away from the Masters, as I said. So this tournament, which is not traditionally the lead-up tournament to the Masters, takes on a new look this year in that regard, and we'll have a look at the field, and perhaps there's a bit of interest in the field this week to see who is playing this week and to see who is not playing this week. But before we do that, we might just have a quick look back at last week. No winners. We're unable to get any of our selections across the line last week, but we did get a runner-up finish with both Jin Young Ko and Sung Hyun Park at the Kia Classic. They finished in a share of second behind the winner there, Nasa Hataoka, the Japanese player. And on the European Tour, the Hero Indian Open, and again, unable to get any of our selections across the line. But Jorge Campillo, the Spanish golfer, did finish third after a strong finish on Sunday. Admittedly, he was one of the favourites, but he did give us a good sight, certainly at various stages on Sunday. Well, let's get things underway this week at the A&A Inspiration, being played at the Dinosaur Tournament course at Rancho Mirage in California, the traditional and long-term home for this venue. It's been known under several different names over the years, the Kraft Nabisco for many, many years, and of course in more recent times the A&A Inspiration through its underwriting support by the A&A airline, the Japanese airline A&A. Sung Hyun Park, she was 9th, 14th and 6th in her first three, which is a good solid run of form at this golf course. She's had five starts in 2019, two wins, and second last week, so her form's in very good shape, and of course she is the world number one. She'll start the event at $10 and deserves to be the favourite because of her ranking in the game and her current form. Ariya Jitanagan is a little bit off the boil at present, by her standards at least. She was 28th last week, but she doesn't play that golf course well at the Kia Classic, so I wouldn't get too concerned about a pretty ordinary week there. I think we can expect some sharp improvement from her this week. She's been twice fourth and once eighth in her last three appearances at this particular tournament at Ariya Jitanagan, so I expect her to go pretty well this week and bounce back from an indifferent week last week. NB Park was better last week. She seems to be on the improve. She was second and enjoys a very good record in this event. She's been second and third in her last two here, and is a previous winner, NB Park. She's at $13. And Jessica Corder has won perhaps for slightly longer odds. She's been 4th and 11th in her last two starts in this event. She was 2nd last week in her first start of the year, which was particularly encouraging after an injury and surgery layoff, I think it was, for Jessica Corder. She's at $21. So Sung Hyun Park at $10, Ariya Jitanagan at $15, NB Park at $13, and Jessica Corder, 21, are my selections at the A&A Inspiration. You can certainly make a case for a number of other players, but we need to keep it reasonably tight, and those will be the players that I'm focusing on this week. Well, let's head across to Texas for the lead-up event to the Masters, the Valero Texas Open at the TPC San Antonio, a Greg Norman-designed course. Ricky Fowler will start as the favourite. He's at $12. Interestingly, playing this event for the very first occasion, and perhaps it's because it's on the schedule or its place in the schedule just a week ahead of the Masters. He maybe likes to play ahead of a major. His last two starts have been a little bit below his best this season, but earlier this year his form was very good, Ricky Fowler, and I expect him to play pretty well this week. There's no disclosed form on the golf course, which kind of makes it hard to know whether this is a golf course he's going to like or not, but I think he's such a fine player, he's got to be a consideration at $12. Billy Horschel's at $21. He's made the cut in his last 18 starts on the PGA Tour, which is a very consistent run of form. He hasn't really contended all that often, but he's not far from where he needs to be to do so. He's been 11th, 4th and 3rd in three of his last four starts here, so he has good, obviously a good feeling about the golf course and plays the golf course well. And I think at $21, Billy Horschel deserves respect. I think Sung Jae-im, the Korean golfer who's in his rookie season on the PGA Tour and doing so very well, finished 7th in the Dominican Republic last week. He was 4th at the Valspar in Tampa the week earlier, and he was 3rd at Bay Hill at the Arnold Palmer Championship. Certainly the last two, those two events that I've mentioned, the Valspar and the Bay Hill, much stronger fields than that he faced at the Dominican Republic last week. and he's finished fourth and third at those two. So I think Sung Joim, he's going to break through for a win on the PGA Tour at some stage. First time in the event, admittedly, a bit like Ricky Fowler in that regard, but he's at $26. And a couple of players who do have a bit of form on the golf course and may well be worth considering at longer odds are Ryan Moore at $41. He's been 7th, 18th and 8th in his last three starts here. He hasn't played all that often in this event, admittedly, but the last three times he has played, he's played pretty darn well. He was 20th at the Players, suggesting his game is in reasonable shape, Ryan Moore. And at $41, I think is certainly worth consideration. And Aaron Baddeley at $41, he just seems to have found some form of late. He was 7th last week in the Dominican Republic. He's played well here at this particular venue. He's been 5 times inside the top 20 in his last 7 appearances. And given the fact that he was 7th last week and finished runner-up in the Puerto Rico tournament a little earlier in the year, then I think Aaron Baddeley is well worth consideration at $41. So those players again at the Valero Texas Open, Ricky Fowler at $12, Billy Horschel at $21, Sung Jae-im at $26, and Ryan Moore and Aaron Baddeley at $41. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.